It's our final Coach's Insight programs here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. We start here with Atchison and football coach Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. The Phoenix getting ready for their 4A playoff run, and it'll start on Friday night here at home against Bonner Springs, and we'll dive into that momentarily. But Coach closed out the regular season last week. Big win on the road, 56-6 the final, against KC Wyandotte, securing another outright Metal Arc Conference championship. Take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Well, we came out firing on all cylinders. Kids really played well. I thought we tackled better than we have all year long. And offensively, we threw the ball extremely well. I really think we need to work a lot, though, on a running game. But as an overall, I was really pleased.
How impressive has the last two or three years been with this Metal Arc Conference? Again, you guys have been kind of the top of the tier in this conference the last few years, and once again putting it together with an undefeated conference season.
Well, just looking at it as a whole, I think it says a lot about our senior class, just how, you know, very talented a group it is. And they came out every week ready to play, and I really think they did so much in the summertime to get them prepared.
And you look back at week one, you lose that game to Ottawa at home 24-14, but then seven straight wins after that, and of course the majority of those inside the Metal Arc Conference. But just talked about your team's growth, progression, really, after that week one loss to where we are now.
You know, after the week one loss, we made a lot of changes, and I think a lot of it goes hats off to my assistant coaches. And, you know, I just really feel I got a great group of coaches with me, and always in my whole career, I always thought I had great people working with me, and no different this year. And they really worked hard, and we did a lot of talking about what we needed to change. We made those changes, and it's paid off for us.
Yeah, you talk about some changes, maybe shuffling some kids around early on in the season. Who are maybe a few kids that have stood out to you this year? Maybe you had expectations for certain kids, and maybe you got a little bit more than what you thought.
Well, I think first is our running backs, Leighton Boldridge, who has never played football before, and he's just came out, and he's been exceptional. Aiden Revance had a great year at running back, splitting the time, and then of course, Jaden Carter, who was our other one, but he's been out the last couple of weeks. But Jaden also took on the role of, we told him we needed more to face at linebacker, and he's just been exceptional at linebacker this year. And I mean, I could go down the list. It's just everybody has kind of bought into what we wanted to do, and I think that's what's helped us grow as a team.
A few more minutes here with the Atchison football coach. That is Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix begin their playoff run on Friday night at home against Bonner Springs. Coach, tell me about this Braves team. They are out of the Frontier League. They are 1-7, although their one win was last week on the road at Schlegel. But what's kind of the overall synopsis and general outlook with your first-round playoff matchup tomorrow night?
Well, they're a very young team. I know they're hungry for another win, especially after winning their last one. But their league is very, very good, the Frontier League. And so they've had a tough schedule with a young group of kids. And so I think when we come out on Friday night, we're going to have to get on them early and not let them have any confidence whatsoever.
Yeah, and you mentioned, again, they do play a very difficult schedule. They had to play Rock Creek, not in their league, but a very good Rock Creek team, Lewisburg, Tonganoxie, Paola. So, yeah, they are certainly battle-tested, but you mentioned kind of a young roster. Schematically, what do they do that could give you some problems tomorrow night?
Well, they're going to try to go foot-to-foot on offense and really just try to shove it down our throat. That's kind of what we're expecting them to try and do. And defensively, we're going to see a 3-2 defense, and they run well to the ball.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys and expectations for this first-round playoff matchup.
Well, I think we need to come out fast, play physical, and get on top of them early.
There it is. Atchison football coach Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix playoff run in Class 4A begins tomorrow night here at home, taking on Bonner Springs. Coach, as always, we've appreciated a few minutes of your time each and every week. Good luck here tomorrow night and throughout the playoffs. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Brandon. Thank you.